All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
It's episode 626, and we have plugins for Whispering Free with Darkly Options and WordPress News, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooking beautiful southern Vancouver Island. I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we've got a usual great show for you today with a couple minor things. You know, we've hopefully our sound is coming through fantastically now. We've had some upgrades to our soundboard mixers. We've got one minor glitch and can't hear sounds played yet. Quite figured that one out. So we'll have some oddball cues so that she'll know not sounds. Other than that, everything else pretty good. You know, it's springtime is in the air. It gets warm, cold, rain, sun, wane, rain. Now that we're heading towards May real quick, flowers to bring May flowers. And with all of that being said,
thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
All right. Welcome to episode 626. Don't let your plugins rust. We've got a couple of great in-depth plugins to cover for you. Some recent news in both the WordPress world and the tech world in general, and some awesome WordPress tips. It's good to be back for another show, and I hope everyone out there is keeping well and healthy, because like that was just saying, hot, cold, you know, that can really mess with your system. So make sure you get that vitamin C into you. Get out and get some vitamin D into you while the sunshine is still shining, and don't let yourself get totally soaking wet, because, well, my teenager did that, now she's sick again. Go figure. A couple of reminders before we start the show today. One, our show is every other week. Remember, it starts about 12:30 p.m. Pacific time with a pre-stream starting about 12:15 p.m. Pacific time. Pre-stream is where we twiddle with the dials and knobs and just warm up our voices. You can join us there for some good conversation and some entertainment. Our show notes for each episode can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. The newest show notes will be up within 24 hours and on our front page. And don't forget, this is a value for value show, and you are a big part of its creation. You are our producers, and we need you to help us to produce. So get on out there, hit some like button, share an episode or two, let people know that you helped to produce the longest running WordPress plugins podcast. That's it for reminders. Don't forget to stick around till the end of the show for some pretty awesome conversation. Got those questions and answers coming right up. Do we have a sound for artists? I can't remember.
We do not have a sound.
Artifacts, eh? All right, well, our artist today is Sirogue of the Tavern, Baron of the Couch and Valley. Now, when I looked at this, the first thing that popped into my head was a door lock from the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. Oh, I didn't even know it was a spider web. You're right. There is a spider web behind it.
It's kind of hard for the spiders to build their webs at the bottom of the ocean.
Hey, what if they're sea spiders? We don't really know what's in the ocean. There might be sea spiders. They might. Maybe they spin it out of, I don't know, something.
At any rate, I just thought it was a cool one. I had rust on my mind because of a comment that the show I was at. You know, the molecule that depend upon, you know, depend on oxygen. But oxygen causes iron to rust. Iron in our. So we're not aging, we're rusting.
I like that. That's awesome.
It was like, and of course, I heard it like a day or two when I was out running yesterday. Suddenly that popped in my head. And as I'm running, I have time to analyze it. I analyze
it. You're right, we are rusting. All right, on to the news.
All right, news time.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
And now the news with Amber.
So for news this week, we have WordPress vulnerability report from SolidWP. I keep wanting to call them iTunes, but yeah. So from SolidWP, in this report, there are 358 vulnerabilities that were publicly reported. So far, 312 patches have been made for them. The 45 plugins needing patching up are up at the top, so it makes it easy to figure out what to pay attention to. Be sure to follow the link and have a look through for your own or your client's sites. Always good to look through that. Next up, we have WordPress vulnerability report from PatchStack. So these guys always have the latest information on what is going on regarding the latest vulnerabilities. So at the time of writing this, the most recent issue was 3 days ago, and it was a cross-site scripting vulnerability on filterable portfolio. Now, you can change between plugins, themes, and WordPress core, so you don't just get the plugins, you get them all. So it's a very useful site when you figure out how to utilize it and go through the dashboard. I highly recommend people start looking at that. If you look at both of these sites regularly, you will not be missing anything important. Next up, we have researchers highlight ransomware. Sorry, I will be right back.
Oh. Take that phone call. Hey, research. All right, well, I guess that you want. Pop-up windows. There's a very good chance you might end up in places covered up here.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, that basically does cover it up. Like, what they did is they actually went into this browser, and they didn't just like test out ransomware. What they did is they actually took the browser's capability to do updates and everything and to create the algorithm for you, and they use that against the browser. So by using the browser's own files against it, they were able to get into your browser. So apparently the Google Chromium based browsers are the worst for it. Other browsers have a lot more protections against it. And he also goes through and talks about how to prepare your browser and how to protect your browser. So, yeah. And unfortunately, because they force updates onto you and there's so many of them, people don't think twice before they go ahead. They say, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead, just update. Oh.
Shut Chrome off. It updates off.
Okay, so
it's not like Firefox pop update. No, I ignore this for
yeah. Chrome,
shut Chrome down automatically.
Oh, how kind of it. Well, you know, if that's the case, then you definitely shouldn't be clicking on anything that says it's an update on the Chromium base.
Yes. If it's Chrome, if it's based or Chrome, never.
You know, now she said that I've experienced that loads. I just never really thought about it because I'd open it and then like a new window would be like, hey, here's what's new about your browser. I never even paid attention to it. I just close it. So next up we have new Brokewell malware takes over Android devices, steals data. Yep.
Problems up.
Yeah. So this new Android banking Trojan, they've named it Brokewell. I have to say, I like the name. It captures every event on the device from touches and information display to text input and the applications that the user launches. Wow. Yeah. So before it was only really able to collect the information that you touched onto the screen. Now it's like taking screen captures. It's getting everything. So there is no way around it if it ends up on your phone. The way that it's being delivered is through fake Google Chrome update that is shown while using the web browser.
hey, we got cool for you.
Yeah, don't update. Do not update anything on your phone, because especially on your phone, even Android, every time that you do a full update of your phone, everything on your phone is going to update. And even if you have the option in your settings turned off where you don't let your apps update, the ones that came with your phone, they're all going to update every time you have to update your phone. Whether or not you tell it that it can, it will anyway. It does. Yeah, I do that too. But like the apps that come with your phone,
I never update.
Yeah, see, that is one thing that's really bothering me about my phone. I used to be able to not have to update my phone. I could just leave it. But recently, my phone has started randomly update on me. If I put off the update for too long, it's like Microsoft. It just does it for me. Yeah. So Apple's, very frustrating. It's funny that iPhone 8 is considered very old. That's awesome. So the next thing we have is Nespresso domain hijacked in phishing attack targeting Microsoft logins. So the cyber criminals are exploiting an open redirect vulnerability for phishing attacks that impersonate Nespresso to steal Microsoft logins. Be careful. I'm not entirely sure what Nespresso is. I forgot to look that up. I've never actually heard of it. Have you? All right, well, let's look up Nespresso real quick, because I meant to look that before the show and I just kind of skipped my mind. What is Nespresso? No, that's an espresso. This is Nespresso. Okay, all I'm getting is coffee machine, so I don't know.
Well, there you go. That's what it is. It's a coffee machine.
Okay, maybe it is just a coffee machine. I'm not sure. If one of our listeners uses Nespresso, which is apparently a domain. Actually, Nespresso domain.
Hopefully
okay,
you can hear me now.
Yeah, okay. This is very interesting. The domain was hijacked, so be careful. If you don't recognize the place, or if you are getting a strange prompt that you don't really understand why you're getting the prompt to do the login, don't do it. What you want to do, if you get like a text or an email or anything, and it's a strange thing telling you that you need to log in immediately for this reason or that, and you don't really get it, don't click the link. Go separately on your own, open a new browser, open a new window, and put in the site manually, the site address of where you're supposed to log in. Go there, use your login there, and see if you have any notices in your account. That's the way to check, because if you click on any of these links, you're likely going to be connected to these phishing scams. You don't want to do that. And the last thing I have here is millions of gamers help advance microbiome research, which I thought was just cool. 4.5 million gamers around the world have advanced medical science by helping to reconstruct microbial evolutionary histories. Really interesting how video gaming can help to create things like this. And apparently, by playing a popular game called Borderlands 3, they helped to improve on the results produced by the existing programs used to analyze DNA sequences and to lay down the groundwork for improved AI programs that can be used in the future. I don't really understand how that works, but I think it's really cool and awesome.
Yes and no. Hopefully I can be heard now.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully everyone's hearing me. Maybe I turned away from them.
Yeah, hopefully you heard.
Well, I got four monitors here, so I'm looking at different monitors, so my face turned. Try to keep. Happened. Well,
thanks to a pretty amazing person, we have a lot of extras today. I actually had a hard time picking and choosing what to put in our regular news day. The things I chose actually seem pretty important. You'll want to go through our extras, though, because we've got a lot of information about cyber issues, hacking issues, web browsers, science stuff, and a few more WordPress things. So go through our extras today.
I would say it's. All right, first up, one I have for you today is called Link Whisper. This here is an excellent plugin if you're working on building your internal linking structure website. And in the process, you know, while you're writing your content, you want to link to other articles. You can spend all the time you want trying to remember them, listing out what you've written previously, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this plugin helps save you a ton of time. What it does for you is once you get it set up, you go in and make a couple of minor configurations to it to, you know, tell it how many links to look for. You know, maybe you want to limit it to categories or. But then once you get it all set up, you go and you start creating and writing your content. And it does, it goes through and it searches as in your content, as you're writing for articles that are related to down in other articles. Works fairly nice. It is what they call AI out there for hunting it all down. This is the free version of the plugin available. It does a fantastic job. The premium version, what it does for the premium version is saves you the problem of manually creating the links. Because what it does is it puts another data box in your editor and it fills that data box with suggestions and you got to copy. That's what I found it. So the free version or the premium version, from what they've said, allows it to, hey, here's a suggestion for you. You want it inserted. So other than that, fantastic plugin. It seems to be working really great. I've added it to the site that I'm building up content on at the make here to create links. As we all know, internal links are very important to searching. It helps them find their way around your site, and it helps give boosts by your internal content link. All those little bits. So if you're looking for a nice easy way to help build that internal linking structure on your site, go check out Link Whisper Free. And I currently give this one 5 Dragon. Okay.
Awesome. That actually sounds really cool. I'm totally snagging that up and putting it on our site. So next I have WordPress tips. I'm sure there's a weeb sound that will come.
Oh, yeah. We need your
weeb. We would love to hear some tidbit tips from some of our producers out there. What did you figure out by breaking something? Or what did you need to learn in order to help someone else who broke something? You can send these tidbits in to me at amber@wppro.ca. So, and they don't have to be for making sites and beginner's tips. This just seems to be the two easiest things that I can think up. So I always have something to say on these. That's why these are the two basic ones. I would love any tidbits from any aspect, any thought, direction that you can or willing to share. For making sites, if your chosen profession is to make sites and you don't have any clients at the moment, take the suddenly free time you have and go all nitpicky on your own site. Go play with those different things on your site that you've been thinking about. Maybe update that one page. It still has the wrong date and time and cost of everything. Or go play around with your header. See if you can change it up, make it prettier. See if you can get your site faster. Test out new things. Just go and check out things. Or for beginner's tips, if you are working on busy work and you don't really feel like you're really doing much of any good, enjoy the slower moving time you're experiencing and maybe start on your hobby site, because everyone has a hobby site. I have a hobby site. Everyone has one. Whether or not you ever finish it is another thing, but you have that hobby site that you work on and you'll probably restart it every time you actually get some free time. But working on a hobby site is not a bad thing either, because your hobby site is where you're going to figure out what works, what looks good and ugly and all those things. So hobby sites are really good to work on, and it's not just, and that's not wasting time if you do go work on a hobby site. That's actually learning time for you. You are refining your skills, so don't feel bad about working on a hobby site. And my plugin. So my plugin is Darkify, WordPress dark mode plugin. Enhance your website's visibility in low light. So for anyone who's been listening for a bit, you'll know I really like dark mode. Dark mode is a lot easier on my eyeballs. And I don't know if it's easier on everyone's eyeballs. I know that, like, for instance, my dad can't handle dark mode. But a lot of people out there do seem to appreciate dark mode. And Darkify is pretty awesome. It allows for dark mode in both the back and the front end. Although, unlike a lot of others, they actually have a variety of color palettes that are already preset for you to choose from. There are 8 of them in total. And they let you personalize what colors you actually want to use for the front end, which I thought was just awesome. Like, you can pick and choose which colors you want out of the palettes, which is pretty cool. This plugin still seems pretty new at the moment. I mean, after all, still got that new plugin smell lingering around it a bit. But it works beautifully with the current version of WordPress and the slightly outdated WordPress, both just fine. Once you install and activate this, you will find Darkify on your left-hand menu area. Clicking on that will take you to your plugin's dashboard, where you can choose your color palettes, whether you want to set a toggle on the front page to give the option of flipping back and forth between dark mode, or you can just set a timer so that... Now, here's where I'm a little fuzzy. I think that it'll go for the local time of whoever is logging in, but it might also be going off of your time. I'm not really sure how that works, but you set a time that it goes into dark mode and it'll automatically go into dark mode. And for the back end, it doesn't really seem like there's a color palette option for the back end, but you can turn the dark mode on in the back end by flipping the toggle in the upper right-hand corner. Now, one of the biggest issues I've found with working in dark mode in the back end is going to do something like plugin updates and not being able to properly read the information on the plugin area. Like, I would go and I'd be looking at the plugin dashboard and I couldn't really tell what that this plugin needs to be updated, that little notification. I couldn't actually tell what plugin it was talking about because they changed the colors so much. It all just mixed together and it was hard to separate the plugins and the information. It was no good. But with this one, there's no issue at all. They didn't make it so different from the original color setup that it's all mixed together and become one now and totally flat and just dark. They actually kept it so that you can still see the different plugins, different information. It's very useful. I was able to actually do some work in the back end other than just writing, because a lot of the dark modes that I've used, I can use it for writing content, and that's really about it, because I can't really read what I need to see in the back end. I really like this one. They didn't screw that up. There's also an option to darken the images on the front end, and it doesn't destroy your images. I've seen this option to darken the images on the front end before in other dark modes, and they do this really weird thing where they like invert the colors, or they just put this haze over it that's so dark you can't even see the image anymore. It just didn't work. But with this one, it actually looks good. I had to turn off the dark mode a few times in order to really see the difference between the images being darkened and not darkened. I'm really impressed. They did a really good job with this one. I highly recommend you go and check out this plugin. It is completely free at the moment, and it's a lot of fun to play with. I mean, some of the color palettes you can choose from are kind of bright, like green color palette for dark mode. That's just kind of cool. Definitely worth checking out. Just type in Darkify when you go searching. I rate this at 5 dragons. Yeah, for those of us who have the titchy eyeballs with bright colors, it's a good dark mode. So, miscellaneous announcement from us and our producers. We don't really have anything from our producers at the moment. I'm sure we will in the future, though. If anyone out there has an announcement like Meetup or that they're going to be on stage at a WordCamp, let us know and we'll add it here to get your news out to the world for you. What we do have here is some links for you. WordCamp Buffalo, New York, USA is happening May 4th to 5th. WordCamp Sylhet, Bangladesh is happening May 10th to 11th. WordCamp Porto, Portugal is happening May 17th to 18th. WordCamp Vigo, Galicia, Spain, I don't know if I said that right, is happening May 25th, 26th. And WordCamp Montclair, New Jersey is happening June 1st. So there are more WordCamps that are listed out. If you want to see the entire list, you can follow the link here in our show notes and click on more WordCamps. If you're interested in finding a WordPress meetup somewhere around the world, you can check out the link here in our show notes. And don't forget to keep checking back. We might hear from our producers pretty soon. It's getting warmer out. People are getting more active. Remember us to help get your news out there for you. And if you feel like reaching out to us, we do have a real brick and mortar address where you can send in art or notes or letters or anything. We also have our virtual addresses up here just because we want to be helpful and make it as easy as possible. And today's plugins we covered were?
I covered up. It gives you auto link suggestion. Wait, recording? I did. And it helps with creating contentual intent. Oh, and also it does work with products. And I gave it a 5 dragon ring.
And I covered Darkify, WordPress dark mode plugin, enhance your website's visibility in low light by theme at Atelier. It's quite a mouthful of a title. I like it. It's fun. We'll have to do that thing where we try to find the longest title possible again. So this is, it has front end and admin panel dark mode. Dark mode can be controlled keyboard shortcuts. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. If you can actually set up the keyboard shortcuts for it, I believe, or they're already preset. Either way, there's keyboard shortcuts that can be utilized. There's a toggle switcher available for both ends. I rated it at 5 dragons.
It's question and answer time with John and Amber.
All right. So if anybody out there has any questions they'd like to have asked here on the show, you can send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca. We'll see if we can stump my dad. Well, how long has this been now? 3 years and I still haven't managed to stump you?
A lot of knowledge running around.
Hemdian said, I'm only here for the long titles. So, first question. What do you think why do you think social media is so important for SEO?
Basically, anyway, it's because of the links back. If there are other people.
Okay.
Better you. Well, I think. I'm sure there's other reasons. I don't have been this guessing.
All right. My next question is, if the most important thing for SEO rankings is to have a site made by humans for humans, should we be worried that the AI generated sites are starting to get more rankings?
Yes. No. They're starting to actually Google update. Take down all of the problem with AI is AI like long word or can't remember how to spell,
like Hippopotamonstrosis Quipdaliophobia. I actually do know how to spell that. It means fear of long words. I've always thought that's hilarious. That means something entirely different.
Right. Anyway, the thing is that the AI generated content did start to rise, but I read about it. There's a new update that was. Thank AI. Now, the problem is there are some humans that write that. And their stuff may. Dumbed down. cutting in and out. Cutting in and out. Filters. Oh. Well, good thing. Thank you. Locked in. I know. Probably. Could work a little better.
Ah. Yeah. See, I can't hear it when that happens. You sound normal to me.
Yeah. Well, it's a cutting in and out that gets transferred. All right. Let me know if it has any impact, folks. Get it.
Also, you're going to have to answer that all over again because nobody got it.
Well, the thing is,
Problem with AI is AI is. Well that's clear.
The problem with AI is AI is too perfect. It writes perfectly. Long, et cetera, et cetera. I said, there are some humans that can do a thing that can write like that. I'm being directed, phone, texting. Okay, and anyway, it's what it is. And we're going to have to learn to deal with it. Google and all the other search engines are going to do what they can to eliminate AI from being ranked highly and keep the content for humans ranked. The problem is more and more people are incorporating AI into their creates more problems. So, and the AI is just better sentence we are. I've used AI times to help fill in some, but I take what AI gives me.
Mm-hmm.
But not everyone does. They just cut and paste it. I don't know if we should be too worried about the AI content taking over on SEO. It's going to be a problem for a while until the algorithms catch up to it. Still cutting in and out. Try a little bit.
Now I've got that song stuck in my head. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right. Well,
it's a really long word. I wonder, have you been cutting out the whole time? Tell us, people. Has he been cutting out the whole time?
Anyway, let's...
That's true. Although, at least we're kind of entertaining.
All right.
I've got two more after the...
For all that, you got. All right. Like we've all handled. Oh.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page, using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.